Dreamscape presents We Are the Fire by Sam Taylor. Narrated by Eva Kaminsky. Part 1. The Fires Were Born. Chapter 1. Prawn. He hadn't taken off his heavy gauntlets and greaves, didn't even have a chance to sit, when the commanders gave their next order. Night patrol. Prawn cursed and rubbed his already aching leg. He'd been awake since fifth bell that morning, commanders ordering him to training, then morning patrol, on to battle practice, then still more training, with no rest in between. But the commanders did not tolerate complaints or dawdling, and Prawn had no say in how he spent his days. None of the young soldiers in this fort did, not since they'd all been ripped from their families, dragged hundreds of miles to this copper fort, and told they belonged to the Emperor. And a soldier late to patrol, or sleeping during it, fared almost as badly as any rebels they caught scheming against his Imperial Majesty. At least tonight, Prawn had splendid company. Down in City Center, where chemical lamps glowed and breezes drifted around stonework arches and imposing Imperial offices, Prawn leaned against a wall, shifting his weight off his bad leg, and elbowed Oksana beside him. See any disturbances? Yes. There's a ridiculous boy who thinks the commanders ordered naps instead of night patrol. She winked, and the look was heart-stopping when paired with her uniform. Sleek leather, with a stark red fire demon patch across the tunic, clawed gauntlets, scaled greaves, brass antlers bound into the vibrant red braid pinned around her head. Her eyes were stained black. The demon's mark, their commanders called it. One glance at eyes without pupil or iris, without light, made even the fiercest enemies tremble. If Prawn were some cornered miscreant, he'd be on his knees begging for mercy. Instead, he pulled Oksana in for another kiss. Prawn, she protested, even while leaning so close her breath brushed the hollow of his throat. If the commanders catch us. Nothing's happening, Prawn whispered against her mouth. No one's around to see. That was all the coaxing Oksana needed to return the kiss. First quick, then longer, deeper, her lips parting beneath his touch. Their antlers, twisted and terrible, like deer straight from hell, tangled and locked. But with Oksana pressed against him, Prawn...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?